Oh, I thought they were tremendous, particularly second half. We took a couple of injuries during that first period and a few lads were hanging on with bad knocks, but the team were outstanding against a very good Loughborough side. It was their last game and 12 of their team were leaving at the end of the season. That was their last game at home, should I say, and they were massively up for it, but we were almost irresistible for the last 20 minutes, so massive credit to the team for the performance.
So from that, how many games you got left now?
We've got three games. We've got our last home game against Blackheath, which will be tough on Saturday. Then we travel to Esher for what should have been the last game of the season, but we've got Macclesfield the week after, which is a rearranged one from when the snow hit us in March. So we've two away, one at home.
And is it a case of just, you know, you want to finish as best you can, but have you got much to play for apart from pride and, you know, just to win games?
I think the winning of a game or performing in a game is sufficient motivation in itself. We know that Esher will be looking to finish their season off well, Blackheath will as well, but we will go to Macclesfield and they probably will have to win to stay up. So you go to a team that is fighting for their lives, that brings its own challenges. So the season certainly isn't petering out for us, but it's difficult. A lot of the lads have had a long season and lots of bumps and bruises.
Would you mix it about a bit then, you think?
I mean, as I say, a lot of the younger lads who were a bit fresher came in Saturday and equipped themselves really well. So they've got a good chance to impress over the next three Saturdays. So it's good from that perspective that we can play them.
Two things. You've got someone retiring at the end of the season as well, a long-term servant. Also, just go back to the injury. We were chatting earlier, and the modern game now, when I was at school, you could tell a rugby boot from a football boot because you had to buy different ones. It was simple as that, and the rugby master wouldn't let you play in football boots, very rarely. So you had to buy rugby boots. They had different studs and they were spaced different. These days, it's a bit of a clouded area, isn't it? Because these new things, these blades, Wayne Rooney, a bad injury on his thigh, of course. You believe if your player's injured by a blade, you're going to try and do something about that?
Yeah, one of our players, Steve Braze, got a serious cut on his leg. That way it went down to the fat. We took a photograph of it and showed the referee at half-time, and you could see the fat of his leg bubbling out. Honestly looked as if he'd been cut with a scalpel and he was having in the middle of mid-operation. It was that bad. He had to be taken immediately to Nottingham General Hospital. Now, if that was a blade, then I really do think that they have to be looked at from a safety issue, because that was a leg injury, but let's say that just caught his neck. That doesn't bear thinking about.